The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code Ross. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code Ross, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
If you'd like to make your NFL games a little more interesting, you've come to the right place. It's the Even Money Podcast with Russ Tucker and Steve Fezzik.
Yeah, Vegas, baby, Vegas. It is the Even Money Podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, often imitated, never duplicated. We recap how we did the week before and give you our bets for every NFL game in 30 minutes or less. I'm Ross Tucker, former NFL offensive lineman, 5 teams, 7 years, classic journeyman. Got a bunch of podcasts. Just did the college draft podcast where Emory Hunt has been killing it against the spread this season. Check me out on social at Ross Tucker NFL. Check the show out at Ross Tucker Pod. You can always see the full show or any of the highlight clips of any of our shows on YouTube, youtube.com/RossTuckerNFL. He's the star of the show, Steve Fezzik, of course, the only two-time winner of the Super Bowl of professional football gambling, the Super Contest at the Westgate Casino out there in Vegas, and he's rocking a Rams jersey today. It looks like it's a greatest show on turf Rams jersey. Do tell, Steve.
Marshall Faulk, the Rams that year, over under 6.5, and Trent Green goes down. Money pours in on the under. Not sharp money, as it turns out, as the Rams 200-1 win the Super Bowl.
200-1. That is unbelievable. You're going to have to check out us on social or youtube.com/RossTuckerNFL to see Steve rocking the jersey today. Steve, let's dive into last week's results. And the net is I was down 5 units. You were even for the week. But the bigger thing is, and maybe we'll just, I need to talk big picture here with you for a second. Colts, Texans, I did very well with my underdogs. Very well with my underdogs, 2 units. I lost 10 units on the teasers. The teasers have not been good to me, Steve. They have not been. And I'm starting to get frustrated and wondering whether I should adjust my strategy. I feel good about the numbers every week. But out of the Vikings, Seahawks, Saints, and Cowboys, only the Vikings came through. So I went 0-for in my 5 teasers. Is this the situation in life where you have a good strategy, Ross? Keep firing. You've just been unlucky. Or should I reevaluate?
Keep firing. You've been unlucky. Poker player goes all in with pocket queens against ace king and loses 5 straight times on those races where they're actually about 55%. Do you stop playing poker? No, it's perfectly fine. Seattle teaser. Hit Seattle +8. Seattle closes what? -5? Come on now. Great bet. Didn't win. Great bet.
Good point. Yeah, because I felt like I got the better of the number for, like, all of them. Very, very frustrating. Very frustrating. Let's get into some of the recaps. We'll start with Thursday Night Football. Falcons-Patriots. Patriots were laying 6.5. They beat the Falcons 25-0. You put 2 units, Steve, on Kyle Pitts under 69 and a half yards, and you nailed it. He didn't even get close.
Yeah, I think 30 yards-ish for Kyle Pitts. The genius takes away what you do best. It is rarely wrong in prop betting to fade the star of the team playing the Patriots.
Yeah, I wish I had gone in on that one with you for a best bet. As for the Colts and the Bills, I loved the Colts getting 7.5. You leaned that way for good reason. I put two units on them. They were getting 7.5. They beat the Bills down 41-15, Steve.
Watch out for these Colts. The Colts are suddenly coming. They, you take away those three losses when Wentz wasn't right and they had O-line injuries. They're playing as well as anyone in the NFL. There are two losses since then, both very close games. They could have, should have won.
Yeah, I'm with you on the Colts. Ravens, Bears. Ravens were laying 6. I leaned Ravens. Obviously didn't know the Ravens are going to have a flu outbreak or whatever it is, and Lamar Jackson doesn't play. They win the game anyway, which was obviously huge. Then Packers, Vikings, neither one of us. Oh, no. I had the Vikings in a teaser, the only teaser leg that came through for me. Should have just taken them with the points. They won outright. They were getting 2.5. I teased them up to 8.5. So that was obviously a good bet, but just taking them with the points would have been better because then they wouldn't have been paired with the other teams. How about one of our best bets, Steve? We both loved the Texans getting 11 from the Titans. We both put two units on it. They won outright by 9, 22-13, Steve.
Tyrod Taylor going up, going down at the pylon. He looks like a capable NFL quarterback. And a lot of times you have to pay attention to a team's power rating. Quarterback is king in the NFL. If you go from a quarterback that's 5 points worse than an average quarterback, Davis Mills, to an average quarterback, that is an enormous upgrade. And you, as a former player, Ross, imagine how excited you were when you were blocking and you knew you suddenly had a guy that could throw and you weren't drawing dead with, right?
Yeah, you and I crushed that one. We were all over it. Just like I've been all over the only two FDA-approved medications that can prevent hair loss for years. And look at me. I still have a nice head of hair. I wish I would have started even earlier, though. 2 out of 3 men will experience some form of hair loss by the time they are 35. I've been taking these medications for a while. You know why? Because I'm on TV. So I did research. I talked to doctors. And they said, listen, there's two FDA-approved medications. There's one that's a pill you take in the morning. There's one that's a topical solution you rub on your bald spot in the morning and at night. If you guys listen to nothing else I say on this show, forget the betting for a second. This, you know, Steve always talks about the odds that you'll keep the hair you have if you use Keeps are very, very good. If you're ready to take action and prevent hair loss, go to keeps.com/evenmoney to receive your first month of treatment for free. That's KEEPS.com/evenmoney to get your first month free. Keeps.com/evenmoney. Steve, then we go on to the Lions and the Browns. The Browns were laying 10 points, but we didn't know what to expect from Tim Boyle. Thought the Browns would bounce back from that Patriots debacle. So I just leaned Lions. They only lost by 3. Then we get to the Niners-Jags. You and I both kind of wimped out and just leaned Niners because it was a short week and they had to travel cross country. They were laying 6.5. They smashed the Jags 30-10.
Yeah, and the Jags got a couple wins, but that's a team you want to fade the rest of the year. It's a paycheck city. It's a city that free agents go to get paid and then not give their all. That's been the case in Jacksonville forever.
Washington was at the Panthers. Washington getting 3.5. I put two units on one of my former teams. They came through. They also won the game outright. I feel like I should get extra points for all three of my underdogs winning outright. Pretty impressive. Saints-Eagles, it looked like the Saints might give me a backdoor cover on my teaser. teasing them up to 7.5 when they scored a couple touchdowns, but they could not stop the juggernaut that is the Eagles running game right now, Steve. I would love to know where you have the Eagles rated now based on what they've done over the last 4 weeks.
I had the Eagles, my number 15 team, 1 point better than an average team. Huge upgrade for the Eagles that, as you mentioned it, just running the ball, even against the Saints have a great rush defense. No problem. Eagles still run the ball with throughout the game.
Interesting. That sounds about right. It's interesting because when you say number 15, it's like, yeah, that sounds about right. But then when you say 1 point better than an average team, I think, well, I think they might be a little bit better than that. But that's, I mean, that's what 15 is. That you're right around the average right there. So that makes perfect sense. All right, keeping it rolling here on the recap portion. Dolphins, Jets, I leaned Dolphins. Should have laid it. They win by 7. They were laying 3. You leaned Jets. Bengals, Raiders. I leaned the Bengals, laying 1. You took the Raiders, Steve, for 2 units. The Raiders, there's a problem. They're officially not good anymore.
Yeah, the Raiders were 5-2. All of these distractions, issues have caught up with them. Doesn't get any better, I think, going forward with the short week.
I'll be at that game, by the way. Raiders, Cowboys, calling it for Westwood 1. Speaking of the Cowboys, they took on the Chiefs. I teased them up to 8.5. Felt good about it. They lose 19-9. Don't score a touchdown the whole game. Just highly disappointing. Because that would have been one less loss and one more win on the teasers. It makes it, it's a four-unit swing. Unbelievable, Cowboys. Seahawks, Cardinals, same thing. The Seahawks getting 8.5, lose by 10. They even scored a touchdown late to make it 16-13, and I'm feeling good about them. They let the Cardinals and Colt McCoy march all the way down the field. Despicable. Steelers, Chargers. Chargers were laying 6 with the Steelers' issues. I leaned Chargers because I didn't think Big Ben was going to come back. He did. Steve, you went on a veritable tweet storm at the end of this game.
Yeah, the Steelers, I don't know what they're doing. How can the Steelers ownership not come to Tomlin and say, look, we're just going to hire the guy from the Eagles and pay him triple to tell you what to do? 2 egregious mistakes by Pittsburgh at the end of the game. They're down 14, fourth quarter, score a touchdown. Now they're down 8. You go for 2 there. I've been telling people this for 5 years. People said I was shouting at the rain. Well, turns out I was right. The Eagles started to do it. The other teams looked at it. It's a slam dunk. You go for 2. I won't even go through the math. Even Eastern Michigan knows this. 2 weeks ago, Eastern Michigan in this exact situation, they go for 2. So why does a MAC team know what to do, but somehow Pittsburgh doesn't? They kick the extra point. Let's fast forward to the end of the game. Pittsburgh has 4th and 31 from their own 2. There's about a minute left in the game. They have to go for it. No, they don't have to go for it. They're down 4 points. Everyone knows, Ross, you take the safety there, you drop kick the onside kick, and you take your chances because your chance of recovering that onside punt, if you will, is better than converting a 4th and 30 from your own 2-yard line. Now, I am convinced the Steelers brass didn't even consider that possibility. How is that when every single professional gambler that I know is tweeting me like, oh, they're idiots. They're not going to take the safety. No, they don't. And part of the reason I'm angry about this, if they take the safety, it lands 6. It fiddles in the middle. Game opens 4.5, closes 6.5. Everybody wins. But Pittsburgh isn't smart enough to let everyone win. Thanks, Pittsburgh.
So here's my question for you. What are the odds of converting a 4th and 31? And what are the odds of recovering an onside kick? Like, I wouldn't know those off the top of my head.
I would say about 6% to convert the 4th and 30 from your own 2. And I might be, and this is optimistic, it's really penalty driven. You need a penalty in most cases. Recover an onside kick where you got to punt it and knock it down onto the ground, probably about 7%. But you'll get, when you look, maybe at least 7%, maybe as high as 10%. Depends if your punter has practiced this. Guess what? I bet he hasn't, because Pittsburgh has bad, bad coaching.
So it's not that much of a disparity. It's like a 2 or 3, 4% thing, you're saying.
If you compare 6% to 9%, it's like 50, you have a 50% better chance of converting. That's pretty significant.
Got it. Okay. Giants Bucks. I put one unit on the Giants getting 10.5. They couldn't even keep it that close. Giants are a mess. They lose 30-10. As mentioned, for the week, I was down 5 units. You were even. For the season, I'm now down 10 units gross. You're still up 12. For the best bets, we had one win, one loss. The win was on the Texans. The loss was on one of the teasers. And so we are at 14-12-1 on our best bets, 52%. Not good enough. We must do better. We'll do better starting right now. Speaking of doing better, by the way, AutoZone, Steve, they do so much better than their competition. You can shop your way. This is how we like to live, no matter what your way is. If you need something ASAP, you can order online and pick it up crazy fast with their free same-day store pickup. If you don't need it right away and you like waiting, you know, you're fine with them sending it to you, you can order what you need on AutoZone.com with free next-day delivery as late as 10 p.m., and your package will arrive the next day right on time. That is crazy. They've also got over 6,000 stores nationwide ready to help you at a moment's notice. So you've got that going for you too, which is nice. So next time you're starting a job, start up by shopping your way at AutoZone.com with their free same-day pickup and free next-day delivery. Get in the zone, AutoZone. All right, Steve, let's get in the zone with these picks. Bears, Lions, Thanksgiving, Bears laying 3.5.
So it's a Thanksgiving tradition for the wise guys to back the Lions, catching boatloads of points at home, and they always fail, and the wise guys always have a bad Thanksgiving dinner because they lose money on the Lions. So I have no interest in having that ruin my Thanksgiving again. Lions all in efforts last 2 weeks, couldn't get a win. How much energy is left in the tank? The Bears dream crusher loss late against Baltimore, and that puts them at 3-7. So prime position to fade the Bears off that loss. I do think Dalton is the better quarterback than Fields by a point. Bottom line, I'm going to pass this game.
Yeah, I mean, the Lions have not been real good to me. I have not picked the right weeks when they're going to come to play, but I'm going to the well one more time. I expect Boyle to play better than he did. The Lions, I mean, the Bears are not good, and if the Lions don't show something this game, people are going to start to get very concerned. I'm going 2 units on the Lions, plus 3.5. What about, Steve, the Raiders at the Cowboys? It's a 7-point spread.
I'm going to look to the total in this. 2 units under 51. Dak doesn't look good. Cooper's still got the COVID. Lamb is awesome. He's concussed. Is he even going to play? Zeke is not 100%. I know Pollard is arguably an upgrade, but now he's going to have to take on even more carries. With Dallas without their skill position players, you got to figure the Cowboys are going to be limited to 27-ish. I don't see the Raiders getting 24 under 51. 2 units.
You know, I rarely bet the total, Steve. I'm with you. The Raiders' defense was actually pretty darn good, by the way, against the Bengals on Sunday. Cowboys' defense was excellent against the Chiefs. I don't see a lot of points for the reasons you just referenced. I am with you on Cowboys, Raiders, under 51, 2 units, best bet.
The best bet.
Love it. Let's get to the Bills and the Saints, the Thursday night capper. Bills are laying 4 on the road against the Saints team that's so beat up, Steve.
You nailed it. I'm going to lean to Buffalo. So here's a Saints defense that stops the run, but they couldn't stop Philly at all last week. So that's a concerning sign. And on the offensive side, two linemen injured. Kamara's injured. Their tight end Troutman is undervalued. He's out. Add it all up. I want no part of the Saints. I'll lean Buffalo.
To lean to Buffalo for me as well. They're not playing well enough for me to lay 4 points with them on the road. But the Saints are just bruised and battered, and it feels like it's getting worse as the weeks go on. How about the Titans at the Patriots, where the Titans are getting 6 points now, Steve?
Not enough. Titans are an average team. By the way, Ross, who are you going to like in the Super Bowl, Tom Brady or Belichick? Because New England is rolling suddenly, and rightfully so. You know, I'm going to go the Patriots here, two units against a Titan team that, let's face it, five straight, hugely impressive wins, but this team is an average team right now.
I'm going to go the other way. I'm going to go with the Titans. I thought they moved the ball pretty decently against the Texans. And he threw four interceptions. I don't think that happens again. I think the Titans bounce back. 6 points feels like a lot against a team that's got eight wins this year. Two units on the Titans. We're going head to head. All right. Steelers at the Bengals. So far, you're right, Steve. The Steelers are once again underdogs. They're getting 4.5 now from the Bengals.
Yes, yeah, Steelers are going to be underdogs the rest of the year in each and every game. I predicted it, and I also predicted they wouldn't win any of them. Well, given that, I guess I have to lean to Cincinnati. You know, Pittsburgh has always struggled offensively on the road versus at home. At 45.5, you know, Bengals are an over team, though. I'll lean Bengals.
Yep, I'm going to put two units on the Steelers. I have faith in them to keep games close. I think they'll get some of these guys healthier and back. Minkah Fitzpatrick off the COVID list, likely. And to me, it's like a toss-up game, Steelers-Bengals right now. So if you're going to give me 4.5 points, I'm going to take it. Feel similarly to how I felt when they played the Chargers. How about the Dolphins laying two against, or no, getting two against the Carolina Panthers, total 42.5.
Very interesting game. I don't know what Carolina's mindset's going to be after, you know, the big Cam coming back and then disappointing and the like. Carolina's still clearly the better team. I'm going to pass the game.
Yeah, I like the Dolphins as a teaser leg, but I didn't really see anything that I loved to pair it with. Actually, I take that back. Now that I'm looking at it again, I got the Dolphins up to +8. They've been playing pretty well lately. And I'm going to pair them with the Colts up to +8.5 against the Bucks. Just one two-unit, two-team teaser. I like the Dolphins going up to 8 through the key numbers of 3 and 7. I think that's a close game. I think the Colts can hang with the Buccaneers. What about the Jets? I thought about the Jets for a teaser leg. I can't do it, Steve. I don't even know who their quarterback is. I don't know what to expect. I can't do it. I can't even take the Jets up to 8.5 against the Houston Texans, Steve.
Interesting. Yeah, Flacco looked pretty good. I don't know if it's going to be Flacco this week, but if so, he's probably the best of all the bad choices at quarterback for the Jets. I could see this being a close game. I could see that the Jets teaser making sense. Frankly, I can still get +3 on the Jets, laying a little extra big at some other shops. I would lean strongly to the Jets.
Overcoming the odds, rewriting the playbook, delivering under pressure. The MVPs of small business lead their teams to victory all year long. Visa is proud to provide playmakers everywhere with more tools to help grow their business and help them achieve even greater success. Because the more people we can empower, the more we all win. Visa, a network working for everyone. All right, Steve, what about the Eagles laying 3.5 on the road against the G-men, total 46.5?
I don't know how hostile that environment's going to be. It'll be a whole lot of Eagle fans, I think, in the Meadowlands, and rightfully so. Eagles are playing very well. You know what? I'll lean Eagles here for a team that absolutely is an above-average team against a garbage Giants team.
Yeah, I hate laying 3.5, so it's just a lean for me to the Eagles as well for all the reasons you mentioned. Falcons, Jags, almost a pickup. The Falcons are laying a point. That's it on the road against the Jags. Total 47.
All right. One unit on the horrible Atlanta, excuse me, one unit on the bad Atlanta Falcons against the just horrific Jacksonville Jaguars, who have almost no home field advantage. Atlanta's the significantly better team. I have to bet them to win one unit.
I wish I could do it, but watching them the last two games, they're hurting. I mean, maybe getting Cordarrelle Patterson back will help them a lot, but I'm passing the game. It's just a lean to Atlanta for me. Bucks, Colts. Bucks are laying 2.5 on the road. Short week. I already teased the Colts up to 8.5, paired it with the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah, let's make that a best bet. I'm with you on that teaser. I think the Colts are a team to bet on, even in their losses. They've been very competitive their last two losses. This is a good teaser. Best bet.
The best bet.
Next game up, it is the Chargers laying 3 on the road against the Broncos, total 47.
Herbert's looking better and better. My goodness. And that huge win by Denver over Dallas is looking more like an aberration. I'll lean Chargers.
Yeah, I would lean Chargers as well. That's about it. I don't know what to expect from the Broncos off the bye. How about two teams playing pretty well right now? Vikings at the Niners. The Niners are laying 3.
Well, the Vikings do nothing but play games that are like that game Price is Right with the Plinko ball where it like bounces and then cover, non-cover, win, loss. It's all just random. Green Bay, is that an interception? Green Bay intercepts at the end, they win. Nope, the Plinko ball says not an interception. Cousins and company win. Given that, I'll take the +3 in what should be a close game. 2 units.
+3 on the Vikings. Interesting. It's just a lean to Minnesota for me with them getting the 3 points. Niners are playing very well. You know what, though? Actually, I take that back. I'm putting 1 unit on Minnesota with the +3. The way they're playing, 1 unit. That's the best bet. Just
the best bet.
Just 1 unit for me. Rams at the Packers. Rams getting a point. Total 47.5.
You know, this total looks awfully low. I have not checked the weather yet in Green Bay. And if it's very cold, that could certainly impact the Rams. But bottom line is, I would have expected a 50 on that total. I'm going to go over for 2 units.
Interesting. Okay, I would just lean to the Rams here. I think the Elgton Jenkins loss for the Packers with Bakhtiari not being able to come back yet is a big one. Sunday Night Football, I will be there as well. Browns at the Ravens. Ravens laying 4, total 46.
Going to lean to Cleveland. Doesn't seem like the Ravens are that much better than Cleveland to be worthy of this point spread. I will say this. There's a unique scheduling quirk this year. These two teams play, the Browns get a bye next week, and then the Browns are home against the Ravens. So the Browns are going to win 2 weeks from now against the Ravens. So Baltimore needs this game even more so because they're going to be up against it in the rematch. Because of that extra motivation for Baltimore, just a lean to Cleveland.
Yeah, I got 2 units on the Browns. You're going to give me more than a field goal? I think it's a field goal game. One way or the other, I do think Baker Mayfield comes back and plays much better. Not sure what to expect from the Ravens and Lamar Jackson off the illness. Finally, Monday Night Football. Seahawks are getting a point from the football team on the road. Totals 46.5.
Yeah, Seattle, what is to make of this team? Russell Wilson playing lousy. You know, I don't have much on this game. I'll say this. If you like Washington, this is the old, even though it's in Washington, it's the late Monday Night Football start time, obviously. I would look to Washington if you like them in the first half. And because of the body clocks, et cetera, favoring Seattle as we go deeper in the game, I'd look to Seattle in the second half if you like Seattle.
I'm putting 2 units on Washington. I think they're the better team. I think they've got momentum. I think they're playing well. I think Seattle knows their season's over. Give me Heinicke, Rivera, and the football team. So a lot of bets this week for me. Hopefully it's a big Thanksgiving bounce back. Happy Thanksgiving, Steve, to you and yours, to all the listeners as well. Good luck, everybody. Hope you guys win some money.
Thanks for listening to the Even Money Podcast. Make sure to also subscribe to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, The Fantasy Feast, Business of Sports, and The College Draft. All available at Apple Podcasts, RossTucker.com, or wherever podcasts can be found.
A lot of times on the show, I mention DraftKings. Here's what you need to know. You got to be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. By the way, if what I was talking about included a deposit bonus, doesn't always, sometimes it does. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough, and deposit bonuses are paid out in site credit.